producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, I just got to get to business. We got 3 points to make today. Interestingly enough, we just heard during the break that, you know, this is a huge success. Barack Hussein Obama, he who has been transforming America, whilst the American people have been allowing him to do so for the last 7 years, said that they're ending the year on a high note. And then you heard the conservative news outlet actually tell you that this is good because government is now going to stay afloat. They're not going to shut down government on this $1 trillion omnibus bill. And what was also interesting to note is the way that they sold it to you is they told you, well, there is $650 billion in tax cuts to the American people. That's the great success. That's what they sold you. I have a question for you, America. Who pays for the bill in the first place? Government or we the people supporting the government to do the things that they're doing today? It's a success for them. It's an absolute success. See, but what you weren't told, folks, is first of all, I want people to understand, and Tim Brown actually highlighted the fact that he was glad that people who supported the Romney-Ryan ticket are seeing exactly what some of us tried to warn you about, and that is that the House Speaker, Paul Ryan, is neither constitutional nor is he a small government representative. As a matter of fact, the $100 trillion, 2,000-page-plus omnibus bill that is passing the House today, and it passed the Senate, folks, it's doing nothing more than funding Obama's Muslim invasion of your country to destroy it. Furthermore, it also brings forth the tyrannical Internet Privacy Bill known as the Cybersecurity Information Sharing Act, CISA. But they sold it to you, folks, that this is a good thing. The government isn't shutting down. And here's the good thing for you, America. It only costs $1 trillion, but we just cut taxes to the American taxpayer by $650 billion. They act like they did you a favor. You're paying for your own demise, America. I want to share something with you because Stephen K. Bannon and Julia Hahn, they took the time to understand this 2,000-page omnibus bill to point out several things that bill the funds. For example, number one, it fully funds Obama's illegal executive order known as Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA. Notice what they're saying, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. They're using the children to play the sympathies of the people to bring in a standing army to plunder your nation. Mark my words. Furthermore, mark the words of the Lord concerning the nation that's under judgment. Deuteronomy 28, Leviticus 26. Number two, it also funds sanctuary cities. It protects illegals in this country. But folks, it's sold to you that it's a good thing. There's no government shutdown. It cuts your tax by your taxes by $650 billion. Really? They, again, friends, act like they're doing you a favor when, in fact, you're the ones paying for your own demise. Number three, funds all refugee programs. Funds all of the Mideast, this is number four, funds all of the Mideast immigration programs that have been exploded by terrorists in recent years. Number five, funds the release of criminal aliens. By the way, for those that did not know, Barack Hussein Obama has released over 170,000 illegal aliens from prisons in America onto the streets of America to endanger you and your family's lives. Number six, quadruples H-2B foreign worker visas. Folks, this country's being given over to a foreign people. And by the way, going back again to a nation that's under perfect judgment, that's exactly what the Lord said he would do. He would cause you to be made the tail now, and the foreigner that comes in would be made the head. Number seven, it funds tax credits for illegal aliens coming into America illegally. They're alluring them into this country on your dime. Number eight, locks in huge spending increases. Number nine, fails to allocate funds to complete the 700-mile double-layer border fence the Congress promised the American people. That's what you're being told, friends. Folks, this is a good thing, this omnibus bill. This omnibus bill, friends, it's a good thing. It's a great success when the president of the United States of America that does not know how to tell the truth, if you want to call him that, calls it a good thing, you know you're in trouble. Do you realize, America, they're enslaving this nation? They're indebting this nation purposefully. Do you know that they're enslaving your posterity? Furthermore, they're opening the doors to illegals to come into this country that mean to destroy the people of this country. How come nobody's calling this for what it is, folks? We just heard on the news, man, this is a great thing. This is how you cannot trust the state-controlled narrative, because it's all bought and paid for. Sell it to the people that it's a good thing, when in fact it's not. It's destroying their country. Do you think the devil's going to knock on your door and say, hey, I'm here to come steal, kill, and destroy John 10:10? Or do you think he's going to try to go around the back and get through one of the windows? Because that's exactly how these politicians operate. And politicians is a slang term, friends. It's not a good one. They're not working for the people. The people in this country know, for the most part, that these politicians work for special interests. In America, you let them do it. We're going to talk about the impeachment process, because people are always asking me, what is the process? What is the process? I'm going to highlight that in just a couple minutes. And I'm going to take this in segments today, because I'm going to show you how you need to honor the office of those that represent you, regardless if it's the president, a Supreme Court justice, or representative, or a senator, or whatever the case may be. I'm going to show you how to do it constitutionally, as well as going back and premising it on what our forefathers established through the Federalist Papers. This is absolutely ridiculous, friends. This administration, along with the state-controlled narrative, is trying to sell you the fact that a good thing has been done. Listen, when you have Harry Reid, the mob figure himself, which he's, folks, he's a stooge for the mob. And really, when we're talking about corruption in government, this is all mob. You do need to understand that. When you have Harry Reid agreeing with Paul Ryan, folks, you, what you just did with John Boehner and Paul Ryan is you just exchanged tyranny for another tyrant. That's it. Because until the American people get caught up in the process and deal with those that are illegally representing who we aren't and whose special interests are, again, friends, nothing is going to change. We're going to come right back on the other side of this, and I'm going to show you how to honor the presidency and the office of the President of the United States in just a moment.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also give us a phone call over the next 45 minutes. We can get some time to get squeezy in. 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, this really isn't debate radio. It's dropping the hammer radio is really what it comes down to. Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? That's what the Lord said in Jeremiah 23:29. Jesus spoke as one having authority and not as the scribes. In other words, folks, we speak in power because we're called to preach it down. And that's exactly what we mean to do here. But we need the anointing and the power of the Holy Ghost to do just that. And that's exactly what we believe that we're doing by the power and the mind of Christ and all that we're called to do, that men might find their faith not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of God. Keeping in mind, Jesus always spoke in parables, because the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit, because they're spiritually discerned. So he always gave parables, analogies, friends, that you could understand, metaphors, so you could understand what he was teaching you. And that's why I want you to understand this isn't complicated, because Jesus always used the child as the model of heaven. So let me start out in the natural with a quote from one of your presidents, James Garfield. He said, "Now more than ever before, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress. If that body be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it is because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption." Folks, we have to call it for what it is. Now more than ever before, America, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress. Of course they are, because it's a reflection of what the people tolerate. If that body be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it is because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption. Now let me go over to the church. The famous enlightening preacher back in the 1700s, his name was Charles Finney. He was right in what he said, regardless of what you think of the man. It's scriptural. And it's common sense. It's premised in common sense here, folks. Now, the reason I want to highlight this is because yesterday, last night, I actually seen a video. Not a video, I'm sorry, a picture posted on a news feed. And it was a picture of a woman who has no business being in anybody's pulpit anywhere. But she had a picture with a big sign on her chest, and it said, "I am Muslim." And I just thought, my gosh, people, what is it that you don't understand? That this is a Christian nation. And I want to tell you what it is. What she's doing is she's speaking to the people the fear she feels inside because she knows that our country's in trouble. So instead of actually standing for the country that she declares that she loves, she is now beginning to compromise and fraternize with the devil himself. That's exactly what she's doing, and that's exactly what she's saying. But folks, when we look at what's going on, is we've tolerated corruption in the church, and that's why we're seeing in the natural a massive amount of corruption in our government. But let me go back to Mr. Charles Finney. He said, "Brethren, our preaching will bear its legitimate fruits. If morality prevails in the land, the fault is ours in a great degree." I'm sorry, if immorality prevails in the land, the fault is ours in a great degree. He's speaking about the church's responsibility. If there is a decay of conscience, that means with knowledge that God has bestowed upon each one of his creatures, the pulpit is responsible for it. If the public press lacks moral discrimination, it's because the pulpit is responsible for it. Why? Because they tolerate it. They're not preaching out against the sins of the people towards God. If the church is degenerate and worldly, the pulpit is responsible for it. If the world loses its interest in religion, Christianity, the pulpit is responsible for it. Keep in mind when I'm speaking of religion coming from our forefathers in the Black Robe Regiment and the preachers of the day, the Great Awakening preachers, religion always meant under the umbrella of the Christian faith. If Satan rules in our halls of legislation, said Mr. Charles Finney, the pulpit is responsible for it. If our politics become so corrupt that the very foundations of our government are ready to fall away, it's because the pulpit is responsible for it. How deprived is the understanding of the American people concerning the modern church when it comes to its own history? And now we're in it once again. But folks, as long as the president's happy and as long as the conservatives are telling you, man, this is good. This was great, man. Talking about corruption in politics, talking about what just took place yesterday and today concerning Paul Ryan and his compromise once again of the American people. He's selling you down the river, folks. Put a big old smile on the man that's been destroying your country for the last 7 years. But folks, you've been warned about Ryan. You've been warned about Romney. You've been warned about politicians. And of course, you're under the great delusion that they are there to represent you, to fight for you, to preserve your rights, when in fact they're doing just the exact opposite. They're selling you down the river. And if you think that for some reason I may be fabricating that, why don't you look at the fruit on the tree? I mean, if people would pay attention to the fruits of this government rather than what they say, I'll tell you what. Going back to what I said again, friends, Barack Hussein Obama said he's the most transparent administration in the history of America. He's exactly right if you judge him by his fruit. And that's why I say to you, friends, listen carefully what he says. Look the other direction. Because he's a liar. There's no truth in him. But again, folks, you heard from the conservatives that this omnibus bill, $1 trillion omnibus bill, it's a great success. Man, the government doesn't need to shut down. That's the problem, folks. They do need to shut down. And then they sold it to the American people again. That's $650 billion in tax cuts to the American people. Who paid the $1 trillion to pass this bill, friends? Who's getting the tab? You are. And they're trying to sell it to you like they just did you a service. When they did you a disservice. Wow. Wow, folks. Wow. I got to stick to the plan here. Folks, how do you honor the office concerning any representative in the United States of America? Theodore Roosevelt, again, going back to the president, Theodore Roosevelt said, "Patriotism means to stand by the country. It does not mean to stand by the president or any other public official, save exactly to the degree in which he himself stands by the country. It is a patriotic," he said, "to support him insofar as he as efficiently serves the country." It is unpatriotic not to oppose him to the exact extent that by inefficiency or otherwise, he fails in his duty to stand by the country. In either event, said the President of the United States, Theodore Roosevelt, it is unpatriotic not to tell the truth, whether about the president or anyone else. Folks, he's not a king. I just wanted to let you know that. Though he thinks he is, he's not a king here. So how do you honor the office of those that represent we the people? I said honor, friends. I have to go back about 4 years, 5 years. Oh, boy. I got to go back 5 or 6 years now. I had a radio station manager approach me because I was calling out Obama's corruptions on the air. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. And he admitted that he knows that the president, concerning Barack Hussein Obama, is un-American, reckless, ignorant, dangerous, and even corrupt. But he went on to say to me, in his stupidities, but he's still the president of the United States, and we need to honor him as his office and as such. He's still the president of the United States, and we need to honor him in his office as such, really. Oh, we're hearing a whole lot of this from the professed church in America today, taking out of context, let me say this, taking way out of context Romans 13, because they failed to read Romans 12, 21, where it says we're to overcome evil with good. See, that's the part they forgot. They're like a bunch of pigeons picking peas, friends. And then what they do is they take them out of context and then they try to put them together in some antichrist message and then sell it to the American people as they attempt to appease your flesh with their hand wide open because they want to make a little more money off your stupidity, your biblical illiteracies. And it's the same thing that's happening in politics today. They're just trusting that, friends, that you're just going to believe what they say. They're just trusting that you think for some reason. They're trusting that you have been so dummied down that you just believe within yourself they know better than anybody else does. And that's what they want you to believe. Just like this radio station manager who didn't have enough common sense to take a couple minutes in gratitude, to take a couple minutes to read the founding documents. Well, he's still the president of the United States, and we need to honor him as in his office as such. Are you kidding me? He wasn't kidding me. We need to still honor him and his office as such. Is he above we the people? Or is it the people that sacrifice themselves to give him the opportunity to serve we the people? Oh, there we got it. Now we're on to something. Someone bore the cross to give him the right to serve. We're going to come right back on the other side of the break. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. And I will address that to a T. Bring it back to common sense, friends.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference in a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at supernaturalsilver.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome back, folks. If you just joined us, 1-866-582-9933. Final shout out. We've been talking about this omnibus bill that Paul Ryan and Barack Hussein Obama passed. And it's interesting to note how everybody's so pleased to end the year on a high note. And I was sharing with you during the first and second segments how the media, namely the conservative media, was sharing with us how this is just a great success because now there's going to be no government shutdown. And furthermore, America, guess what? There's $650 billion in tax cuts. But they didn't tell you what was in the bill. And then, friends, what they do is they try to sell you something without giving you the facts. And that's the politician. Those are the people that are working for special interests. Now, folks, just real quick, for those that did not know what an omnibus bill is, it's a volume containing several items previously published separately, so they bring them together, compromising several items. Okay, so they took a bunch of bills and they put them together and they pushed them through, and you're paying for it, for a better way of saying it. See, but they told you that there's going to be $650 billion in tax cuts. To you, America, didn't we do a great job? But America, we forgot to tell you that you're paying for everything concerning this $1 trillion omnibus bill. And I highlighted during the first segment exactly what it contains. Crazy stuff. It fully funds Barack Hussein Obama's illegal immigration plundering of America. Oh, folks, call it for what it is. Hey, folks, my message is always proven true with time. because I'm not giving you my word. You know what's cool about the Word of God, friends, for those that didn't take the time to actually read it and meet him on his terms? It's like a mall map. You ever go into a mall and you look at the map and you're looking for a store and all of a sudden it says, you're here. See, that's what it's like to know the Word of God. You're given assurance, assurance and confidence that you know exactly where you're at in God's and on God's time clock. See, the cool thing about the Lord is when you read the Word of God, which is blood-bought from Genesis all the way to Revelations, is it's the history of what God will do for an obedient people, and it's the history of what God will do to a disobedient people as well. But you know what's cool about that? Because people want to look at the Bible as historical facts. The coolest part of that is not only did he show us the past, but he also shows us the present by the power of the Holy Ghost in Jesus Christ. Because we serve a living God, not a dead God. We serve a living God, not a dead God. So I just want to assure you and encourage you listeners, to those that are seeking the face of God, hey, he is a rewarder of all them that seek him diligently, painstakingly. And guess what, friends? He is. He meets us every night. He meets us every day. He meets us at every turn. He is everywhere all the time. And that's what's cool about my daddy. He may be God to the world, but he's daddy to me, friends. I just want you to know that. Because we cry, Abba, Father, Romans 8, in prayer. Guess what that means? Hey, Daddy, I need to talk right now. You got a couple minutes? And we press into the kingdom of God because the violent take it by force, Matthew 11:12. And we're importunate about what we're asking God for because we have a right to come into the Holy of Holies by a new and living way through the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus from Calvary upon ourselves, cleansing our dead consciences from evil works that we might serve the living God. And then what do? We go to the throne of grace in the time of need, understanding real grace. Grace meets us, folks, where we're dead to sin. Ephesians 2, forget it not. Getting back to my point, because I got to highlight the process of impeachment so you understand. Folks, how do we honor the office of the president? Well, let me tell you. When I responded to this foolish radio station manager, when he said that he's still the president of the United States and we need to honor him as such, him and his office as such, I said, honor him as such? I said, you've got to be out of your mind to think that I'm going to honor any individual in any office that steps on the sacrifice of our veterans who fought, bled, and died in many cases and who took the time with their blood to ratify the Constitution of the United States, which, by the way, is the same Constitution that those in office swear to uphold. If you think I'm going to roll over and let him violate their honor and desecrate their memories, you have got to be kidding me. See, folks, when America tolerates corruption in government, she dishonors the price of the veterans that's been paid to give us the freedoms that we have. So let me put it this way. The American people have been tolerating that which many of our veterans fought, bled, and died in many cases fighting against. Therefore, what I'm saying is the American people are tolerating the very things our veterans died fighting against. Yes, you heard me correctly. Does that bring things together a little bit more? Folks, the cross of our veterans in the natural is the pearl of the message of the Constitution of the United States. As is Christ in the spiritual, Christ crucified upon the cross for the sins of mankind, and that his blood is the propitiation of the sins of the world to reconcile ourselves back unto our Heavenly Father through his sacrifice, is the pearl of the church. Christ crucified is the pearl of the church, and you don't even hear it preached. I just said when America tolerates corruption in the government, starting with the church, she dishonors the price the veterans paid. So therefore, I am in fact honoring the office of the president when I point out that which corrupts the office in which he holds or any other representative holds. They said that during World War II that there was not a household in America that did not feel lost. America, are you allowing your representatives to desecrate and dishonor what they fought, bled, and died to give us? Freedom? Hey, folks, freedom is found in holiness. To whom the Son maketh free is free indeed. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty to do the right thing, both in the spiritual and in the natural. Freedom wasn't given unto us to do what we want to do. Freedom was given unto us to do what we ought to do, right? Right? So therefore, I will never honor any man or woman in office who disrespects the sacrifice of those who put him or her there. Never, ever, ever. You're a fool for your pains to try to get me to compromise the blood paid for our freedoms. And by the way, neither will anyone who is a true American Christian patriot. See, what we're seeing today is we're seeing a bunch of compromisers. And friends, you know the definition of compromise, where two individuals get together and agree on what they both know is wrong. That's what compromise is. And that's why your representatives today are happy about what took place. Folks, you need to wedge the lie with the truth. And isn't it interesting how they have to prop up their lies? But see, the truth doesn't need to be propped up. See, the truth is like a lion. When you let him go, he'll defend itself. He'll defend himself, and that's exactly what truth does. And I heard it rightly stated that truth crushed to the earth will rise again. And folks, it rises again and again and again because the mercies of God are new every morning, and here are we. Folks, I want to put it to you before I get to this impeachment process. The following are the number of Americans, American Christian patriots with Christian crosses over the top of their heads, American casualties in each war listed. World War I, did you know that there was 116,506 men that fought blood and died? Upholding the laws of our constitutional republic against crime that America you're tolerating today in your own country. My grandpa was there. During World War II, my uncles were there. As a matter of fact, there was 405,399 men and women that fought blood and died, ratifying the Constitution of the United States of America to give us the freedoms that we have today. Fighting against the very dangerous ideologies, totalitarian, Marxism, authoritarian, whatever you want to call it, it's all the devil. All these men and women during World War II fought blood and died to snuff out the enemy of freedom and the enemies of freedom. Korea, my dad was picking up body parts. I never really knew my dad, but one of the conversations that I did have with him, he told me that he was picking up body parts and he didn't want to talk about it. Of course not. See, because people don't understand the price paid for their freedoms. Korea, 38,574 men. Call it unconstitutional if you will, but America, do keep in mind you allowed Congress to send them in the first place. Don't ever blame the government for what you're responsible for. Vietnam, my cousin was killed in Vietnam. 58,209 men and women fought blood and died, ratifying the Constitution of the United States of America to hand us the baton of freedom. What are you doing with the gift? Iraq, 4,484. Afghanistan, 8,000. Folks, every 10 years of my life, there's been a war. And folks, if you remember rightly, when the Iraq war started off, you remember the President of the United States said it would be a six-month campaign. We're still dealing with it. No, America, you are the ones that are under attack. Not too long ago, I was out at the Arlington Cemetery, and interestingly enough, we went and seen some of the fresh graves. And folks, there was row after row after row after row after row after row of dead boys, young men, coming home from the wars that you call unconstitutional while you turn the television off and do your best to forget what they fought blood and died to give you. No better way of saying it. Oh, Bradley, where is the compassion? There is none to give to a disobedient people. This is about your reclamation, friends. Meet God on his terms. If anything, seeing their sacrifice should show you what not to tolerate in office rather than allowing their bloodshed to be trampled upon. So therefore, the way to honor the office, any administration, is to bring impeachment and civil charges, indictments, for their crimes against we the people. I'm going to come back on the other side of this break, and that's exactly what we're going to hit. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Terry Hurlbut, and I run Conservative News and Views. Bradley Dean is one of my most valuable contributors. He's honest, forthright, pulls no punches, and tells people what they need to hear, whether or not it's what they want to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. People want to know, what are we supposed to do? I hear it all the time. If you read your founding documents, you would know exactly what you were supposed to do. And so I'm happy that I can be a part of bringing about that answer. So I'm pointing my finger, making reference to what you need to know so you know how to deal with the issues at hand. But impeachment, this is actually written by Publius Hulda. And she just kind of gives you an outline, and I'll highlight the Constitution as she throws this out here. But it's constitutionally sound in every sense of the word. So I'm going to bring it about line upon line, precept upon precept. Number one, it's not necessary that the president or other officers in the executive branch or federal judges commit a crime before they may be impeached and removed from office. Now again, friends, going back, Article 3, Section 1, keep in mind that judges can be removed for bad behavior. But you've been told by the conservatives there's nothing you can do about it. They're appointed for life. Baloney. That is a lie. Federalist Papers number 66, second paragraph, and Federalist number 77, last paragraph, show that the president may be impeached and removed for encroachments, usurpations of power. That's all this administration has been doing since day one. And it's not just his administration. Do remember that. Federal judges also may be impeached and removed for usurpations of power. Federalist number 81, eighth paragraph. Throughout the Federalist Papers, friends, throughout the Federalist Papers, it's stated that the impeachment is for political offenses. And do keep in mind the word offense in Webster's 1828 is anything that is contrary to God's moral law. So anything contrary to common law in the United States of America is a political offense. Number two, the House has the sole power of impeachment. Article 1, Section 2, last clause. The Senate has the sole power to try all impeachments. Article 1, Section 3, next to the last clause. Folks, do keep in mind in many cases today, you need to understand that the Senate is the fox in the chicken coop. So if it gets to Senate concerning impeachment, oftentimes, well, we've seen with Bill Clinton, it was the Senate that actually stopped the impeachment process. And I want to tell you why all this is going on, friends, is because you have compromised men in your representative, on every level of your representatives. They're compromised. They're doing what they're told. They're selling their souls. And they don't realize that there's an eternity that they must reckon with. And by the way, even using the word reckoning with, they have to reckon with the judge that they're offending on a daily basis. And life is but a vapor. So before they know it, they may have a good time right now, temporarily, but before they know it, they're going to be standing before God answering for their crimes against Him. Just like the American people that tolerate them. Folks, who's the criminal? Those that are committing the crimes, or 318 million people that tolerate their crimes? Which one's the criminal, friends? You answer. The Senate has the sole power to try all impeachments. The decision to convict is not reviewable by any other body, and common sense tells us what that means. The House may impeach, and the Senate may convict for any reason whatsoever, and their decision cannot be overturned. Number three, the meaning of treason, bribery, or other high crimes found in Article 2, Section 4 is far broader than one might at first glance think. Somewhere I saw a scholarly paper showing that the high refers to the status of the official. It does not refer to the severity of the offense. That's exactly right. Where are they at? On the latter. Now, note well, misdemeanor has a broader meaning than a lesser category of criminal offense. Webster's 1828 dictionary shows the primary meaning is ill behavior, evil conduct, fault, mismanagement. Folks, I got a question for you. How many lies does it take for an individual? How many lies does it take for an individual to tell before you actually hold them accountable for a lie? 10 and a bell goes off, or 1? Folks, this shows a president, a vice president, and or civil officers and judges of the United States may be impeached, tried, convicted, and removed from office for mismanagement. And I want to tell you stuff, folks. We're talking about the Federalist Papers, the Constitution of the United States, and this is why you're not getting it from the conservatives of the day. They're getting it from the dog. They're getting it from the master that keeps throwing the bone to the dog. See, if we stuck to the Bible and to the Constitution, we wouldn't be in a position that we are today. You've been lied to by the conservatives, and I don't think it's always been purposefully. Just out of a lack of gratitude, they didn't take the time to actually know what they were talking about before they fed the flocks. And they are going to be held responsible for that, friends. Rest assured. And by the way, you're seeing the fallout of this by what you tolerate through your conservatives, friends. Number four, errant members of Congress are never impeached. They are expelled. Article 1, Section 5, Clause 2. Number five, military personnel are never impeached. They are court-martialed. See, UCMJ, Uniform Code of Military Justice, and may be kicked out of the military. Number six, it's not feasible to criminally prosecute under federal law a sitting president. His prosecutors, the attorney general, and the U.S. attorneys all serve at the president's pleasure. He can fire anyone who dares to criminally prosecute him. That is why sitting presidents who have committed federal crimes must first be removed from office via impeachment, then be criminally prosecuted. Federalist Papers number 69, fourth paragraph. And don't forget, friends, finally, a president may and should be impeached and removed for usurpations of power, mismanagement, incompetence, or any other reason deemed sufficient by Congress. Let me go back. This is coming to my memory. Do you realize why conservatives don't tell you and expose the corruptions of those that serve we the people? I want to tell you why. Because they themselves are guilty of it in so many different ways. And I think this separates those that are willfully lying to the American people by withholding and those that are just incompetent or ignorant. I mean, some of these conservatives, friends, that people give their allegiance to, how many times have they been married? How many bad business deals did they fail? How many people did they work over in the process? Who are their friends? That should tell you a lot about who they are. Homosexuals that are married to other men, that have children adopted under a homosexual relationship. These are the conservatives that are leading the way. Or they're Mormons, folks. They premise everything that they say and do on a lie. And they're a bunch of emotional messes. These are the ones that are guilty. And folks, even some of the conservatives that you're allowing to lead the way, they were under the administrations of some of the past presidents and not too far back, which are just as guilty for setting up the way for Barack Hussein Obama to destroy than those and they themselves are, and those that they serve. See, you don't want somebody telling you the absolute truth, because if somebody gives you the absolute truth, you know that truth demands a response. Well, guess what, friends? That's exactly what the Word of God requires. That's why the message is repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. You're going to meet Him on His terms, not yours. Read Isaiah 59. The 22nd Amendment permits Congress to make laws providing for secession where a president elect has not qualified. So don't spin your wheels in fruitless instance that a person who still may be an Indonesian national who occupies the office of a president may be impeached because he's ineligible to hold that office. The fact is that he holds the office. Impeachment is a lawful and a constitutional method to rid ourselves of this blight. And I want to tell you why it's not happening, because they're all protecting or attempting to protect each other. All protecting each other. You know, I was just going through this really quick. Oh, my goodness, Steph, I got to give it over to you. I was just going to bring up how it talks about in the Constitution, in Article 2, Section 1, about a natural-born citizen or a citizen of the United States of America. Isn't it interesting how the state-controlled media has demonized and polarized that very point concerning anybody that has brought up objections concerning the validity of this president in the White House today? Again, if you want to call him that. Why? Because they're all protecting themselves. And they're willing to sell the country down the road. This isn't what man thinks he's doing to America. I do want you to understand that, because they think that they're winning the day. It's not. They're being used to bring about judgment upon a disobedient nation. That's all. If you look in Scripture concerning those that receive the harshest judgment, after judgment is commenced on the people, it's a lot harder on those that he used in process to judge his people. So they have another thing coming. There's a special place in hell for people like that.
And we need to do all we can do to turn this nation around. It begins with all of us, not just some of us, but all of us. Please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty, and support this work today, or make your end-of-the-year donation at sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Folks, we love you by what we do, deeds, not words. We'll talk to you in 23. See you for 2 hours.
This is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. www.thehighestlevelsofgovernment.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.